ABC Radio Darwin.
This was a text we got. Anybody had this happen to them? On Monday, both the recycling red top bins were stolen from my house in Stewart Park. I was told that it happened recently in Karama too, and wondering whether or not it's a trend. Connor Byrne has found the resident of Stewart Park. You'll never guess who it is. Connor Byrne, very good morning to you.
Margot, I'm standing on an anonymous street in Stewart Park with the anonymous man himself. Good morning, Mr. Anonymous.
Good morning, Connor Byrne. Morning, Margot.
Now, that sounds like the voice of Ivor Cole. Ivor Cole, what the hell are you doing in town? I thought you were living overseas.
Yeah, well, I've come back because Darwin's in my heart, Margot. Darwin's in my heart.
Well, speaking of crime that we just heard there has been a crime has been committed. Ivor, you've bravely come out this morning and you've kept your eyes wide and tearless to tell us what happened to your bin.
Well, you know, like all good bins, they went out very quietly on the Monday morning, ready for the men to come and get them. But on Monday evening, they never came home, Connor. They never came home.
And how are you feeling about it?
I feel shattered.
I think you need a hug.
Give me a hug. Man hug, slap.
What kind of a bin? What kind of bins were they?
Oh, they were my favourite bins. Yeah. You know, you bond with your bins. You have your bins. You know them. The foibles. Oh, look, the wheel's a bit wonky. I have to move it sideways to get it up the driveway. Those kind of things. You know that. Then you miss them. You miss them. And I was promised brand new bins.
Okay. What, since Monday you've been promised brand new bins, or you promised brand new bins previously?
Yeah, when I reported it last week, they said Monday morning brand new bins will be there. No, they're not.
No.
No.
Now, what's the deal? If you have your bins stolen, do you have to go through a process of actually explaining to the council that it wasn't your fault and they just disappeared?
Yes, it's very good. You go to the council, you say, I've had my bin stolen. They listen to your story and then they say, well, it's not actually us. It's outsourced to a refuse company. So then you have to, they give you a number, then you ring that refuse company and they listen to what you say and they say, okay, we'll give you new bins, and then they don't.
They just wanted to hear your sob story, didn't they? Yeah. They just wanted to hear the anguish in your voice and hear how you felt about
your bin. We have got a council statement here. It says, residential households within the Darwin municipality that pay an annual City of Darwin residential waste levy, blah, 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 to report a stolen bin, call the waste management team. If your bin collection is through a private collection service, you need to contact your provider for information for the replacement cost.
Well, at the risk of saying, of advertising a company, which I probably won't clean away, they are the people that actually do the bins. So the Darwin Council don't do anything about the bins. And I don't blame them. Who wants to work around smelly old bins, you know?
Which brings me back to another point. Who would want to steal your your beautiful old bins? Oh, hang on, he's coughing there.
There's something about everybody we've spoken to this morning is that it's a coughing fit, it seems.
Something going around,
yeah,
Margot.
But yeah, they were free, weren't they, yesterday? If you were walking through the mall, there were free coughs for anybody that wanted one. So I grabbed a couple. I've got a couple in my back pocket and I'm keeping one in my chest.
Arm's length now, Margot. So who would steal a bin?
Well, this is the groovy thing, man, hip. They say that, I was told, my friend in Karama said his friend had his bin stolen, and they make them into compost bins. They take the wheels off, drill some holes in, and there you go. So we're looking for some masked horticulturalists that are going around in a ute old bin.
Right. It must hurt to think of your bin.
It's the composters. Hey, we've got to go. Ivor Cole, where have your wheelie been? That's the joke that the coaches came in.
He's been with me here all the time.
Having man hugs, Margot.
Lovely to hear that you're back in town, my man. We'll have to catch up. But Ivor Cole, there we are. The random anonymous texter that gave us the call, who had his bin stolen from Stewart Park. Also in Karama too, people saying that they've had their bin stolen. Have you had your bin stolen?
ABC Radio Darwin.